This is Katie Breederman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, Phil Zepeda and I speak with Jim Wogan and Sue Fowler, co-chairs of the Lake County Christmas Gift Program that is bringing kind-hearted people together again to provide toys and basic needs to vulnerable children and families this holiday season.
Hey, so Jim, let's start with you. You know, remind our audience about when the Christmas Gift Program started in Lake County and really how you got involved.
Well, Phil, the program started somewhere more than 35 years ago. I could trace it back that far. I got involved about 25 years ago when I just finished my second retirement. And my wife saw an ad in the church bulletin that Catholic Charities needed a volunteer coordinator, and she encouraged me to apply for it. I did. Part of that job was running the Christmas gift program. And then I retired from that 14 years later, and Terry Denny, the regional director, asked me to come back and run the program again, so I came back after retirement, and I've been doing it ever since. So, but I've been involved with it about 25 years.
It's incredibly amazing, and Jim, I've seen the engine behind this train and what it takes to do this incredibly heavy lift for the Christmas gift program. When do you start? Like, are you starting the day after Christmas from the previous year?
Well, you could say that, and that we have an end of the season gathering and kind of critique session to ask ourselves what we could do better, and after that we pretty much hang it up until August.
Till August. So August is when you put on the roller skates again and say, let's get to work.
Yeah, that's when Sue and I get together and start doing our plannings. Essentially, the way the program works, it's got three separate, really kind of easily defined sections. The first is in September, we're doing intake. We basically invite the public to come in and apply for the Christmas gift program, to fill out a form where they identify their suggestions and sizes and the like, and gift suggestions. That's a massive effort. Usually we sign up about 7,000 to 8,000 people that way. And that's about 80% of what we do. The rest of it comes from other social service agencies in the county. The caseworkers send us their clientele as well. So that's September, and that's pretty clearly defined. Then we spend October, simultaneously while that's going on in September, we're soliciting donors as well. So we spend October and November matching donors with clients, with participants. That's a long process, and a lot of effort goes into, with a good number of volunteers, into making it a good. It's very key to the success of the program.
Absolutely.
And then December we do distribution. That's when we get a warehouse donated. And from that warehouse, we distribute the gifts.
And Jim, our live stream is showing photos of your warehouse and how incredibly organized it is. You know, I've had the great fortune of being there myself to take photos last year, and it really is a work of art how you and your team go to such lengths to make sure that anything that people put on their wish list is addressed and done in a very caring way. So it's not just providing gifts, it's providing love as well. You know, can I ask you what some of the challenges are the families are facing that is making it difficult for them to provide Christmas gifts for their loved ones this year?
Well, the most obvious one is inflation. It's pretty much eating up most people's salary, and it's become very hard to provide for your kids with the cost of both food and gas, you know, but prices at the gas pump and the like. And then, of course, there are a lot of newly unemployed people who were employed and have lost their jobs. Those are the primary challenges that the people who come to us are facing.
So, Jim, we're looking at last year's statistics, and around 15,000 gifts were donated and distributed last year. Help us paint a picture of this year. How is it looking so far?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that we don't really the number of gifts is determining what that is like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall.
Fair enough.
I mean, some kids are going to get a single gift. Some kids are going to get five. It'd be impossible for us to really identify. So what we do is we talk in terms of people served. And last year we did about 9,100 people, about 9,100 people. This year we're going to probably get close to being fairly pretty much the same. And that's you know, the way we, and when I say people, they're primarily children and fixed income seniors. And that's about the best we can measure what we do.
And so for our audience's point of view, then you should know that in addition to this significant number, 9,100 individuals in Lake County, we have the celebration of giving in Cook County. So these two Christmas gift programs combined is what Catholic Charities is doing for people in need. And it, you know, individually and together, it's quite an awesome endeavor, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah, we constantly say it takes a village, and you look at the Herculean people power, behind pulling this off. You know, it's a testament to the work that Jim and Sue do and pulling all these resources together to make such a tremendous impact at Christmas.
And these photos just show how joyful it is, too. People love being there and love being part of Christmas and give the spirit of giving to others. You know, Sue, could we bring you in the conversation? Could you tell us a little bit about how you first got involved with Catholic Charities and the Christmas gift program in Lake County?
Well, it's amazingly similar to what Jim did. I retired and was looking to volunteer and ended up being hired as the volunteer coordinator. So then I started recruiting volunteers for Christmas gift as Jim was running the program. I have since this past February, I retired, and now I am a full-time volunteer for Christmas gift and helping, you know, being a co-lead with Jim this year. But very similar. Maybe I'll be here 25 years from now.
It's kind of like The Godfather, isn't it? I thought it was over, they pull me back in.
You thought you were leaving. No, but in your case, Sue, you were an incredibly, you know, talented volunteer coordinator with Catholic Charities. You even went to the trouble to write a manual to assist other volunteer coordinators. It was extraordinary. You shared it with me, and I was so impressed by the detail and the care that you took to help others within our very large organization. And then now, as you said, you tried to retire in February. Have you had any, you know, opportunity to enjoy retirement at all yet? Or did you plunge right back into full speed ahead volunteer work?
Well, as Jim said, we don't really, Christmas gift, we have a couple of meetings in January to get organized and make sure everything's put away and ready for next year. And then we have a nice break until July or August. So my husband and I did go out to California for a couple of months. So
good.
We
good
had a
you.
Nice break.
Good for you. Okay, so let's get back to the process of serving these families. Once you have the list of families that you're going to be assisting with the Christmas gift program, what happens next, Sue?
Well, the list of families, of course, is coming from our intake and the caseworkers. And then we, at the same time, have been soliciting donations or donors. We ask the donors to commit to either a number of families, a number of seniors, a number of kids, whatever. And then as those donation requests come in, we match them to families that have been signed up. And we send those wish lists to the individual donors so that the donors are buying specifically for the family, exactly what the kids want.
So getting into the nitty-gritty of this, Sue, what are some of the most popular gifts? What are people looking for?
Well, you know, it varies greatly by age. So our seniors, we've got a lot of seniors that are asking for standard household items, pajamas, coats, very practical things.
Bedding.
Yeah, bedding. When you get down to the kids, they're asking for toys and bikes. Bikes are always popular. The toys change every year. This year, we've got a Squishmallow or something like that that I hadn't seen before.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be flying. You know, Paw Patrol has been consistent, as Barbie has over the years. But
oh, yeah. I that you're saying brand names that are popular and have been popular in my house.
Well, particularly Barbie this year, right?
Barbie.
After the movie, Sue?
Barbie's going to be a highlight this year.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet so.
Well, Katie, you and I offline will have a conversation about who our favorite Paw Patrol member is. We'll talk about that
You got
later.
It, Phil. You got it. Can I, in our short time left, can I just ask you both to maybe reflect on what the mission of Catholic Charities means to you as individually, Jim? Can we start with you?
I feel like Christ has made it very clear that his what he expects of us is that we build his kingdom here on earth, and makes very clear in the Lord's Prayer, saying that basically saying make it so it's on earth as it is in heaven, and that's what we attempt to do. And I think somebody could ask the question, you know, how do you go about doing that? And to my mind, every time a person of means reaches out and elevates someone in need, it's kind of like we're getting a glimpse of what the kingdom is supposed to look like. It moves us a little closer to that goal. And
that's a beautiful sentiment.
Catholic Charities responsibility is we have millions of people in need, and we have millions of people that want to help people in need. And we are the conduit that brings those two groups together. So the end result is as many people are served as possible.
It's a beautiful,
powerful message,
Sue?
Jim. And Sue, you as well?
You know, I don't know that I can say it any better than Jim just did. It's just, you know, it is Catholic Charities' mission to serve those in need, regardless of where they're from, what their background is. That's what we're trying to do, is seek out those people in need and serve them to the best of our ability.
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago, with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties.